KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi and Premier Thami Ntuli led an operation in Durban Central targeting illegal firearms, hijacked buildings and undocumented foreigners. Quizzed on the spread of illegal firearms in the province, which is also a national issue, Mkhwanazi said those who are legally armed must defend themselves to prevent criminals from using their arms illegally against others.
We deal with criminals. Some of them, they carry firearms, some of them, they carry knives, dangerous weapons, but we deal with criminals. A firearm issue is something that at the head office from the ministry side, they're trying to assist us with in terms of reviewing the laws on the issuing of a firearm license, you know, the sales of firearms and ammunition in order to have a better control on that. So for the police to go and sniff out firearms, it's not going to be an easy thing. There is no tracking device in these guns, so we cannot guess where the firearm is. But if we get to hear that someone has a firearm in their possession, our job is to go and locate that person. And once we locate that person, of course, if the firearm is illegal, we get to arrest. But if the firearm is legal, we leave the person. If the firearm is not involved in any criminal activities, we leave it. It will be there. The sad part, typical example yesterday, there was a attempt heist around Richmond. It is alleged that once the cash vehicle was driving and the criminals came and shot the vehicle, but they did not take any cash, but they disarmed them. So which means the criminals came and they stopped the security and they took firearms. So now they are more armed wherever they are from the firearms that were legal. Just yesterday morning, the firearms were legal. Today, the firearms are now illegal. Then you wonder, where do they come from? They come from the people that have them legally. So the better control in terms of those that are issued with guns, that you can't be having a firearm and someone come and disarm you. You have a firearm for a purpose. So if a person comes to try and disarm you, you have to fight. So if you fight and you make sure that you defend yourself, it helps us, because if you surrender that firearm, you are arming these people to go and kill someone else. And while you are walking free and you say, no, nothing happened to me, it's fine, the firearm is gone. So we hope we're going to be assisted at the ministry side with regard to the firearm controls in that regard. But other than that, the police are going to continue, for instance, at Inanda last night or early hours this morning. I'm sure you're familiar with the notorious gang that always terrorized Inanda. Six of them have been arrested this morning. Fortunately, they did not put out a fight this time. So six of them have been arrested with firearms recovered from them, and they're in custody as we speak. So we hope the community of that area, again, they're going to sleep peacefully, knowing that some of the bad guys are beyond bars. And we continue arresting. As we arrest them, we find illegal firearms. So that's how we're recovering guns as part of our strategy.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.